This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. Talk a little bit of Padres baseball. We've been getting a lot of questions, especially from our PPPers out there. Kyle, how you doing today, brother?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Talking a little Padres baseball. One of the questions we've been getting pretty frequently here as of late is wanting to know, of the young prospects that aren't up, that haven't come up, who do you think could possibly help this ball club next year?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking at a couple of pitchers. Mackenzie Gore, who Padres fans know and love and have for some time, got up to Double-A this year. They shut him down just kind of watching his innings, but there's a very good chance he will at least make his major league debut next year. Now, is he on the opening day roster? You know, maybe. But I think at the end of the day, he'll be contributing at least in part to the Padres rotation next year. He's really, really polished. He's got four pitches. He's got command. You know, very few 20-year-old pitchers have all those things. Sometimes they have stuff, but don't know how to use it, or they have some feel, but stuff, or the secondaries are a little bit short. He's one of the rare guys who kind of has a little bit of everything, so he's probably the most ready. And then Luis Patino, the power right-hander, huge stuff, you know, still making some strides in terms of consistency with his secondaries and his command, but, you know, he gets into this offseason and spring training and maybe the early part of next year and has all that development time. It's very possible he'll be ready at some point next year as well.
Did Mackenzie Gore pitch well enough at Amarillo to keep everybody as excited as they were about him? I mean, at Lake Elsinore, it was like, you know, kind of almost a joke. I mean, his ERA was like one, and he struck out like three batters an inning practically. He didn't obviously match those numbers at Amarillo, but were they still pleased with what they saw at the Double-A level?
Sure. The numbers, like you mentioned, weren't all that great, but Amarillo, it's obviously the first year the Padres are playing there, the first year of the new ballpark, and they found it plays very, very, very hitter-friendly. The winds blow out kind of crazy, so it's very hard for pitchers to have success there, and I think when you look at the context of 20-year-old, kind of at the end of a season, you know, he only threw 46 innings last year because of blisters, you know, he's probably a little wearing down a little bit in a difficult pitching environment. I think when you take the context into account, yeah, I mean, he was fine. They were fine with what he showed, and now it's about getting him rested up and building him up to maybe make another 40-inning jump for next season.
You mentioned the two pitchers in Patino and Gore. How about position players? Now, I get that there may not be ready to help this ball club next year, but who of the position players become the closest to helping a ball club, a big league ball club?
Sure. So down in Lake Elsinore this year, I mean, you've seen Luis Camposano, Gabriel Arias, and Xavier Edwards now came up midseason. All impressive young players at Elsinore. Theoretically, they'll all start next year in Double A. And, you know, maybe a couple injuries happen or something crazy happens. They could see time. All of them are very, very young. Camposano and Edwards are 20 years old. Arias is still 19. So none of these guys are like, ooh, they need to get there next year or the clock starts ticking. I mean, they have a, you know, something could go really, really sideways even next year and the year after, and they'd still be on track to be in the majors at, you know, 23. So it's a very talented group, but for the most part, the position players of the future, quote unquote, that the Padres have been waiting on, they're up in the majors now. I mean, Urias, Tatis, you know, Naylor's come up, you know, guys like Renfroe and Margot have been there for a couple years now. Hedges, you know, Mejia. I mean, all the main position player group guys that would theoretically be the main position players that would help this Padres team get to the postseason, they're in the majors now. Mm-hmm. Now it's about developing these guys and, you know, hoping these guys behind them backfill. But from a prospect standpoint of who is going to come up and really help the Padres hopefully take the jump to, you know, a winning season next year. It's going to come more from the pitching side than the position player side. The position players they have in the majors right now are mostly the guys that are going to be there next year and probably the year after as well, and they're going to need them to perform.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, is with us. Kyle, what? Franchi Cordero, Travis Jankowski just got sent back down, but where are these guys at in terms of the Padres' plans? And in terms of Cordero, I mean, are they concerned about his health going forward? Or we get asked about him a lot, too, and I mean, I haven't heard his name mentioned really by anybody for a long time.
Sure, yeah. Anytime you have repeated injuries, even if they're unrelated, it's not a track you want to be on. And the same with Franchi Cordero, too. And he's a really exciting player. We've seen the power. We've seen the speed. But on the whole, he's long been seen as a guy that's probably best suited in a fourth outfielder role, just because if you start giving him 500-600 at-bats a year, some of the things, his shortcomings at the plate are going to get exposed, pitch recognition, just general strike zone discipline. So the general sense is he's probably a guy that they would like to have to mix in the center field plus left field mix, you know, go Myers, Margot, Renfro, Naylor is the main group, and then, you know, have Cordero to go play center as needed. You know, Jankowski, it's possible he gets squeezed out here, but, you know, he's a good player who can run and, you know, put the bat on the ball when he stays healthy. So there's value there, but neither of these guys is going to be the guy that's going to fix all the Padres' problems. Obviously, Manny Margot in center field, there's times he's looked really good, other times he's looked really not good, and figuring out center field for the future is one of the things the Padres need to do before they can really contend within the next year or two. But I think Franchi Cordero is better suited to be kind of a complimentary piece, not the guy you want out there every single day.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Kyle, we certainly appreciate your time and look forward to having you on again.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
See you at the ballpark, Kyle. Thanks.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, joined us there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. And low rates means low payments. Apply today at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.